What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Phillies Today. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is Francisco Rojas. Hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas, wonderful holidays so far. Still have the new year coming up in about 4 or 5 days. So, you know, it's that time of year. Love this time of year. Love this time of year. It's my favorite. You know, love, I actually had off this Christmas for the first time in like literally a decade. Just like all the jobs I work, not even just radio and, you know, broadcasting media, whatever. Even going back to like jobs and, you know, side jobs in college. I just never gotten Christmas off for like my birthday. My birthday is also in 4 days, just saying. So like, I feel like I never get my birthday or Christmas off. And I get one of those. I do have to work on my birthday, but it's fine. Still love the job. So just one of those things. So hope you're all enjoying the holiday season in 2023. So Phillies, baseball. Yes, it is a bit of a dry, you know, kind of beating dead horse here, but especially right now with the Ohtani and Yamamoto deals, both kind of in the rearview mirror. Of leads right where I want to lead to here. And we'll get to a few other things here. We're going to continue the what to expect from a player in 2024. We'll have a new position player today, and that's pretty much it. But it leads into what I want to talk about today. Should we, Phillies fans, be excited about this team if they're done making big moves? And they pretty much are. Let's be real. This team is pretty much done making big moves. Dave Dombrowski has come out and said, like, I'm done. You know, we're really just going to do a little bit of, like, just depth. Like, the bullpen depth, rotation depth, lineup depth, anything like that. It'll just be depth. It's not going to be any big moves. No Josh Haders of the world. No Blake Snell. That's what it sounds like. You never know, especially with Dave Dombrowski. But it just seems like right now, the rest of this winter, heading into spring training, that the Phillies aren't going to do anything. And you know what? We should still be excited about this team. We should still be excited about this Phillies team, even if they're done making moves. I'm stoked. I'm still stoked. This team is still, they still have a shot to win the World Series. On paper, and they've shown that they can get close. I mean, the Diamondbacks literally upset everybody last year in the National League. So screw the Diamondbacks, okay? It was 1 year. It was 1 year. Things happen, okay? Baseball's a weird sport. Baseball's a weird sport. But rationally, this Phillies team should be a National League winner again this year. I understand the Dodgers. Yes. I understand Ohtani, Yamamoto, that team stacked. Yes. But stacked teams, 116-win Mariner team got to the ALCS in 2001. They lost. Ended up losing. Yankees won that series in ALCS. Okay? So, like, cool. Ohtani, Yamamoto, cool. This Phillies team, they're still good enough to win 90 to 95 games, get into playoffs, probably as a wild card, still probably the Braves, who are the divisional, you know, favorites. And the Phillies should be good enough to get in a wild card spot and do the same exact thing that they've done the last couple of years. And they're good enough to get back to the World Series. Okay? They're still good enough to get back to the World Series. Look at the talent offensively. Look at, I mean, you're not stoked about the talent, this talent on offense still? Bryce Harper, you get a full year of Bryce Harper. Mr. MVP. MV3, I guess. You get Bryce Harper. You hopefully still get another elite year from JT Realmuto. Another year for Bryson Stott to grow. Alec Bohm made some progress last year offensively. Nick Castellanos had a bounce back year. Trey Turner had a monster second half. Hopefully he can start off fresh. This winter, spring/spring, this offense at Schwarber, my gosh, Schwarber hit like 200 home runs the last 2 years, it feels like. So this offense is still stacked. You didn't have to make any moves because they're already stacked. I still love what this offense can do for you. Also, look at the rotation and the bullpen. Yeah, I would have been so excited if they could have gotten a Yamamoto. But they didn't necessarily need to get Yamamoto. They didn't need to because I still like the way this rotation looks. I still like Zach Wheeler. I think Aaron Nola is due for, it seems like the way his career has gone, he's due for like a Cy Young, a top five Cy Young type of year this year. Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, Christopher Sanchez. I love what he did last year. I'm excited to see what he's going to do this year. We'll see. You know, he's definitely going to be in the rotation to start this year, we would assume. Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez, hopefully a full healthy year ahead. Those four right there, that's a good four. And then you have Taijuan Walker, who's not a bad five. I think a little bit overrated with the whole win total last year. But those five right there, Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, Ranger, everyone do it with Sanchez, Ranger there. And then Taijuan Walker, that's a good five right there. That's a very good five. Led in Fangraph's WAR statistic last year, they led in that stat. This rotation has a potential to be that good again. And especially if Aaron Nola can be a little more consistent this year. I mean, Wheeler and Nola, they're as good as any one and two in the game. Honestly, they're as good as any one and two in the game. So you got those two right there. So the rotation and bullpen, I'm stoked about. And like I said before, teams built to win in October. They are built to win. We've seen it the last couple of seasons. Just get in. I mean, it was really, 2022 was really like the exaggerated form of that, where the Phils literally, didn't they literally clinch on like the last day of the year? That or was the second to last day against Houston, who they ironically ended up playing in the World Series. But this team is, okay, no, they're not the Braves or the Dodgers or, you know, Braves or Dodgers, a team who are so stacked and they're going to win 100 or 110 games a year. But the Phillies don't need to. All they need to do is get to the wild card round, and they have a team that can legitimately get back to the World Series. This team is just built to win. I'm telling you, this year, fluke. It felt like 2022 was a fluke in the opposite way. I think it was a fluke this year that they lost in the NLCS. Okay, I mean, yeah, it came down to they were chasing a lot and that they were, yeah, I mean, they were chasing a lot and they just weren't putting it together good at bats the last couple of games. It was terrible. It was awful. Game 6 and 7 were terrible. It was all-timer. We're always gonna remember that. You know, Philadelphia sports history. You know, we're going to remember that. But at the end of the day, fluke. Telling you, fluke. And hopefully, Rob Thompson, rest of the staff, we can evaluate how they were hitting in those last couple of games and try to fix that. That's all. And I don't think we need to. I think we need to be more excited than we are concerned about the way last season ended. We should be more excited, not concerned. Remember that. Okay? This team is built to win in October. So you might be asking yourself right now, especially, look, it's a lot of Eagles talk. I get it. It's what we do in this town. Eagles take precedent. But right now, you know, I think there's some fans out there that wanted Yamamoto, like I did, and maybe wanted to see another big move. But I think a lot of us just wanted to see another big move because we wanted something to do. We love the big moves. Do we not? We love the Trey Turner deal. I mean, obviously it made sense, but like, we love the Bryce Harper deal. Again, made sense. But we love these moves because, you know, we get excited. So I think all of us just wanted to be excited. And you should be excited about this team. Be excited. This team has what it takes to get back to the World Series. Going into 2024 and looking ahead to spring training and the rest of the season, You should be excited about this baseball team. So get excited. Let me know. How are you feeling about this team? At @Rojas_media_ on Twitter. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know how you're feeling about this baseball team heading into the new year. Excited? Not excited? Still a little beat down from October. But come on, it's been a couple of months. Enjoy the holiday season. So tell me your thoughts on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. As we continue the series, what to expect from a player in 2024. Last episode, did Taiwan Walker. This episode, let's go to another positional player, or a positional player this time. Nick Castellanos. We can go back to 2022. I don't really want to talk about it too much because that was 2022, but Nick Castellanos, not the greatest in 2022. Just overall, horrible year. The entire season, he did make some big defensive highlight reel plays in 2022 in the playoffs, and that were game-saving, and we will always thank him for that run or for those specific plays. But still a horrible year. Like, cool, it doesn't make up for the fact that you had a terrible year. So Nick Castellanos, not a good year in 2022. Bounce back in 2023. More of the Castellanos that we gave the $20 million a year for. And it was very... There were a few moments there. I think his July wasn't all that great. He was like a 182 average. It was really bad. It was like, it's Castellanos reverting to the guy we saw in 2022. But for the most part, he bounced back the last couple of months. OPS towards 900. So Castellanos overall, a good 2023 and a big bounce back. Almost 30 home runs, about 29 homers, 37 doubles. That's a good year. And that's what you wanted from him. He's led the majors in doubles a couple of times, I believe. He's at least led the majors in doubles the 1 year that he was with the Cubs for those couple of months. He almost had close to 60 doubles. So, and you know he can be a 25 to 30 home run guy. So 2023 is more of what we expected with Castellanos. That's what you want from him. You know he's not going to be a good fielder. We're not worrying about that, okay? We're not worrying about him in the field because we got him, Kyle Schwarber too, who's now a DH, but you get those guys more for the offense and, you know, taking the defense and saying, okay, we'll sacrifice that because their offense makes up for it and then some. So Castellanos did that last season. And he did it for the most part, not most part, I will say, but a good portion in the playoffs until the NLCS. He was phenomenal in the DS against the Braves, I believe four home runs, a 400 batting average and OBP, was great against Atlanta, but horrible in the NLCS. And he was a big reason why they lost that series. He was right in the middle of that lineup, and you needed him to perform, and he didn't. You needed him to perform closer to what he did against Atlanta, and he didn't. He performed more to what it was in 2022 and the few bad times of 2023. So Castellanos, 2023, much better. A few divots here and there, but much better. That's what I think we were overall satisfied with what Nick Castellanos brought to the table in 2023, especially from the power and slugging point of view. Could cut down on the strikeouts. We'll get to that in a second. What to expect in 2024? More of the same, I'd say, from 2023. I want another 30 homer, 40 double season. I think that tracks for what the kind of money that you gave Nick Castellanos, a 30 homer to 40 double season is good. That's what you want. The only concern I would say is maybe cut down on the strikeout rate and cut down on the strikeout rate and move up and put it on an incline, walk more. Walk a little more. I don't need you to be Mr. Wade Boggs, 400 on base percentage. I just need you to walk a little more and get that on base percentage higher. That's what I'm asking for. The improvements that I want to see from Nick Castellanos in 2023. I mean, it'd be great if your defense was better. There are some people that are trying to make a thing out of his defense being better because he was making a few highlight reel catches to start the year. No. I'm pretty sure his defensive run save was still somewhere in the negative 9. It was even worse in 2022. I know that DRS isn't the end-all be-all, but just looking at it that way, -9 versus -8 And if you also want to play that game, Castellanos only made those highlight real defensive catches. Normal outfielders would just make just running it down and like a normal fly ball. But because Castellanos is slower, you know, he makes them look more difficult than they need to be. But I know we don't want to have that conversation because we like Nick Castellanos to a certain extent and we want to like Nick, and that's just how it goes. But it's the truth. Let's be honest. If we had the choice, if we had a spot open for DH, Nick Castellanos would be the DH. So don't get at me with that. Do not get at me with that. Nick Castellanos. But we're not worried about the defense, okay? So more of the same in 2024. I want 30 home runs again. I want 40 doubles to protect Bryce Harper. That's part of why you got Nick Castellanos and why Bryce Harper wanted you here is for more protection. We can't just rely on Alec Boehm. Alec Boehm has been compared to Richie Sexton, I've heard Ben Davis say before. But he's not Richie Sexton. Richie Sexton was hitting 45 home runs at that size and was hitting at Miller Park, I believe, with the Brewers and Seattle, too, I think. So, what to expect from a player in 2024? Nick Castellanos. Let me know what your thoughts are on Casty. What do you expect from him in 2024? Do you have any gripes with him? Do you have any... Is there anything, and do you just not forgive him for what happened in the NLCS? He wasn't the only one. There were a few other bats that you were paying a lot of money, paying certain guys a lot of money. In those last couple of games, you can say whatever you want about Craig Kimbrell, and yeah, he had a few bad performances, but Craig Kimbrell was getting paid, what, like $10 million? Nick Castellanos is getting paid $20 million a year. Trey Turner is getting paid, you know, $30 million a year. Bryce Harper, we don't know how much Bryce is getting. These guys are getting more money. These guys are getting more money than him. So let me know how you feel about Nick Castellanos heading into the year 2024 on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. And also, let me know what you think. Or not what you think. Well, let me know who you want to hear next. I have the list in front of me right now, who you want to hear. What to expect from players in 2024. Just wrote down Castellanos. So I've done Trey Turner, Ranger Suarez, Alec Boehm, JT Realmuto, Jeff Hoffman, Taijuan Walker, and now Nick Castellanos. Let me know who you want to hear next. And if the list I've named so far, or for all these guys that I've named, you haven't heard yet, go back and listen to past episodes, and you will hear them. You can hear my work. You hear Ben Kenny's work. You hear Justin Morgenstein's work. You can hear all of their work on Apple and Spotify. Phillies Today for Sports Radio 94 WIP. So that is what to expect from a player in 2024 as we head into the new year. A few offseason updates. So not a whole lot and not a whole lot of exciting stuff, but got to update you on the offseason. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Yankees fans rejoice, because it seemed like, at least from Twitter, that IKF was not beloved, by the Bronx Bombers fan base. But IKF to the Blue Jays, 2 years, $15 million. Also to the Blue Jays, but back to Toronto, Kevin Kiermaier, who had a surprisingly good year. I don't want to say surprising, but he kind of did. Kevin Kiermaier goes back to Toronto. He goes back on a one-year, $10 million deal. I don't know what Toronto wants to do now. They're just trying to recover from Ohtani not coming to them, or J.P. Morosi, no offense, tweeting out that he was flying to Toronto, and maybe this is what they're doing, signing IKF and Kevin Kiermaier, if that's what you need to do to, you never know. But there you go, a couple of moves there with Toronto. Catcher Marty Maldonado to the White Sox. Phillies fans know him from the whole Zach Wheeler thing in the World Series. And even last year, there was almost like a whole thing. But he goes 1 year and $4 million with a $4 million vesting option for 2025. And that was according to, I believe, Mark Fisand, if I could be staying corrected. Last deal that I've seen last couple of days, Mitch Garver, Rangers catcher. I believe, right? He was the Rangers catcher last year when they won the World Series. Mitch Garver goes to the Rangers. He goes there on a two-year, $24 million deal. Yes, he was Texas's. And he had 19 home runs with 134 OPS+. So Carver giving them some pop. Of a two-year, $24 million deal goes to the Mariners. So the Mariners get a catcher there, Mitch Garver. A little of this day in Phillies history, why not? Not too much, but just some things here. Phillies transactions on this day, always brought to you by Broad and Patterson, as they give your daily dose of Phillies history. Go visit their website, broadandpatterson.com. Philly transactions on this day, 1964, they signed minor league free agent Barry Lersch. I think I'm saying that right. In 75, they signed minor league free agent Luis Aguayo. Another one I might be saying it right. 97, they signed free agent Gary Bennett. Born on this date, 1916, Charlie Brewster. 1942, Byron Brown. 1965, Tom Marsh. In 82, Michael Bourne. Happy birthday. 1983, happy birthday to retiring this year as a Philly, Cole Hamels. And then 1998, Simone Muziati. I don't even know what Muziati's up to. I think he's in our farm system still. I believe so. I don't know. There was some promise there from Muziati for a second. But that's this day in Philly's history. And that's going to do it for today's show. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Just to wrap it up, let me know. Are you in on this team in 2024? Are we cool with just running it back the way it is? Hey, Josh Hader's still out there. Blake Snell's still out there. A few guys still out there. Do you want them? Do you want to give Josh Hader big money to come in and be your closer? Do you want to give Blake Snell big money to come in and be your two or your three? Two-time Cy Young Award winner in two different leagues. Let me know. Let me know your thoughts. Also, what to expect in 2024. What do you expect from Nick Castellanos? Big things, same things, breakout year as a Phil. What do you think? Let me know your thoughts. Come back on, what's today, Thursday? Right, I feel like I get my days mixed up nowadays as I get older. Be back on Monday. That is New Year's, I think. Happy New Year's, I guess, I think. We'll find out. Talk to you guys soon.